For years, eating disorders were thought to be a condition predominantly affecting women and girls. But it's estimated that 1 in 3 people with an eating disorder is male, and that 10 million American males will struggle with it at some point in their lives. Dr. Jason Nagata is a pediatrician specializing in eating disorders at the University of California, San Francisco. He's also editor of the book Eating Disorders in Boys and Men. Dr. Nagata, do eating disorders look different in boys than in girls?
Yes, absolutely. The masculine body ideal is big and muscular, and this can lead to muscle-building behaviors like excessive exercise, restriction of carbs and fats while over-consuming protein, and use of muscle-building supplements and drugs like anabolic steroids. When taken to the extreme, this can lead to muscle dysmorphia, also known as reverse anorexia or bigorexia, and this is when somebody pathologically becomes obsessed with the idea that their body is too puny or scrawny, and they need to become more muscular.
What does overexercise, too much protein, not enough carbohydrates, what does that do to the body?
In simple terms, we need to maintain, you know, an energy balance. So whatever energy we're exerting through physical activity or exercise, we need to take in enough for nutrition. I think it's pretty well recognized that when people restrict their eating, like if they're skipping meals or really eating a small amount of calories, that can lead to energy deficits. But I think it's relatively under-recognized that if people are exercising a lot, but not increasing their nutrition, that can also lead to energy deficits. And this is what we see in many of the boy athletes who develop eating disorders that we take care of.
We're hearing much more about eating disorders in boys. Is it because there are more males with eating disorders, or is it just being recognized more and diagnosed more?
I think it's a little bit of both. Boys have more pressures for muscularity now more than ever. Hollywood superheroes have become more muscular than in past decades. Boys' action figures are more muscular. And with the advent of social media, boys' bodies are on display more than ever. And there are all these studies that have shown that more engagement with social media is linked with disordered eating, muscle dissatisfaction, and even steroid use, particularly among teenage boys. I think the last factor is that the COVID-19 pandemic really led to an explosion of eating disorders among teenagers across the board, including in boys, due to a perfect storm of social anxiety, isolation, disruption of activities in school, and then a rise in screen time.
Are the treatments for males the same as the treatment for females, or do you have to come up with new techniques, new approaches?
Well, unfortunately, most of the research has been based on females, not males, and so we don't have really great guidance. And in fact, previously, loss of periods was a criteria for anorexia nervosa. And so it's actually been hard to diagnose boys because some of the diagnostic criteria actually don't reflect some of the experiences that they're facing. One of the first patients that I took care of as a student was a 16-year-old male wrestler who had actually been struggling for years with an eating disorder before anyone recognized it as an eating disorder. By the time that we saw him, he was obsessed with his weight. He was checking his weight 10 times a day. He was working out for 7 hours a day, and he would only eat protein supplements, nothing else. And so unfortunately, he had gotten to a severely malnourished state and actually had to be hospitalized. And I remember at the time trying to read up about guidelines and how to best help him, but nothing existed because it was all based on female samples.
What do you tell parents, guardians, or anyone who's got a young male they care about in their lives? What are the signs they should look for?
You know, muscle building goals are pretty common in teenage boys. A third of teenage boys report that they're trying to bulk up or gain weight. And not all of them will develop an eating disorder. However, warning signs for an eating disorder occur when a boy develops a preoccupation or obsession with food, exercise, appearance, or weight in a way that impairs their school or daily functioning, and also starts to really worsen their quality of life. So for instance, some of the boys with eating disorders that I care for spend 5+ hours in the gym, and if they aren't in the gym all day, they'll feel guilty about it. They won't be able to eat out with family or friends because they perceive restaurant food or home-cooked food to be insufficient in protein or too fatty. And so when it really gets to a point where it's impairing your social functioning or work or school functioning, that's, I think, when borders into a disorder.
And if parents spot these signs, what should they do to help?
I think a good first step is to talk with your primary care pediatrician, who can help to get referrals to an eating disorder specialist, a mental health provider, and a nutrition provider to help support your child.
Dr. Jason Nagata of the University of California, San Francisco, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.